Good morning. My blog today is the first part in To Your Health. Tending to our spirit is so important on a daily basis. However, the physical body in which our spirit chooses to be held also needs an equal amount of nourishment. And I am not just talking about caring for our outward appearance in the way of clothing, shape and size. I am also talking about looking after what makes us tick inside. Our inner bodies need nourishment as well. Gone are the days when all the vitamins and minerals our bodies need could be guaranteed just by what we used as our food intake. Many of the vital nutrients have been depleted in our soils through negligence, misuse, overuse, and unceasing demand. The strain has taken its toll, and we as human beings suffer, and often without realizing that we are. Man-made chemicals are now constantly being put into our soils to raise better and bigger looking to the eye crops. Our land is being raped of its goodness and fed man-made nutrients that are not good for human consumption, even though our governments do their best to convince us all that they are. It seems that the land is not being allowed to rest and be fed piles of human-made compost made of human-made waste products. The demand is far too great now. The dollar has become the god of the land rather than God being allowed to attend his soils in the times of the natural seasons he put upon this earth to allow us to survive. Huge conglomerates now scout the farming areas, negotiating unrelentingly low prices for as yet ungrown crops in order to control prices of food that will eventually be sent to the marketplace. We see it here in New Zealand on a grand scale. The farmer is virtually paid in advance for his yield, and that yield has to be ready on a certain date and a certain condition before final payments, sometimes negotiated 1 and 2 years previous, are sent to his bank account. The conglomerates, however, have not taken into account the upscaling of costs of fertilizer, the transport, and other necessary costs that must be calculated into the process from buying the seed to producing market-ready products. Many of our farmers are being forced into bankruptcy because of this system that no longer allows them to just enjoy working the land, knowing that at the end of the day, many families will survive purely because of the time they spend day in and day out toiling in their paddocks. It can't be fun for the farmer anymore when he is paid in advance at the prices of today for something that will appear many days down the track in a future when prices have escalated out of control. And tomorrow I will publish part 2.